Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, and I'm so happy you can join us today.
Hi friends, my name is Peter, and we hope you are staying cool inside. Today's topic is weather.
Our title is Hot Weather. Hot Weather. Peter, do you like hot weather or cool weather?
I definitely like cool weather better. If it is cool outside, I can do many things. Things like running, riding a bike. It's more comfortable doing these things in cooler weather.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, I think we should get started. Here's our Read It with Peter.
No one can fix Linda's air conditioner. It is too old. Her apartment is still hot and uncomfortable. After 2 90-degree weeks in a row, no one is happy. The weather is humid, too. Ben puts his sheets in the refrigerator. That helps him stay cool. But cooler weather is coming. That's wonderful!
Wow, it's been 90 degrees for 2 weeks, and no one is happy. I wonder what can make our friends happy again.
I know. Ice cream. Ice cream makes everybody happy. When it's really hot outside, I like to eat ice cream.
That's a good idea, Peter. When it's really hot outside, I like to go to the water park. What do you like to do when it's hot outside? I wonder what Christina likes to do. Let's go to her right now.
Hello, 夏天来了。可是 Linda 的冷气确实太旧了，所以没有人能够修理它。动词修理就是 fix, no one can fix it。在这个情况下 ,Linda 的公寓真的是很热很不舒服。形容词舒服的就是 comfortable。前面的加上 un 变成 uncomfortable, 就是不舒服的意思。Linda 说已经连续两个星期都是华氏90度以上的高温了。This is the second 90 degree week in a row. 名词 row 本来是排队或者是座位一排的意思。所以 in a row, 排成一队是描述某件事一个接一个连续的发生。Ben 说天气不只是热，而且是很潮湿。It's humid too. 形容词 humid 就是潮湿的。如果实在是太热 ,Ben 会预先把床单放在冰箱里，然后睡前再把它拿出来铺在床上。这个办法还真是很新鲜。床单是 sheet. He puts sheets in the refrigerator.
Hi, Linda.Is your air conditioner still broken?
Yes. No one can fix it. It's too old.
Will you buy a new one?
I want to, but I can't find any air conditioners. All the stores are sold out.
That's because it's too hot.
I know. This is the second 90-degree week in a row.
That's too many hot days.
Linda's air conditioner is still broken. No one can fix it because it's too old.
That's too bad. Sometimes we can fix things ourselves or ask other people to help us. But that's when it's not too old.
Yeah. If your shoe breaks, it's easy to fix by yourself. You can just put some glue on it.
I have done that a couple times.If your computer breaks and you don't know a lot about computers, maybe you can have a friend fix it.
That's a good idea. Linda's air conditioner can't be fixed. She wants to buy a new one, but all the stores are sold out.
Sold out. Oh no, sold out. That means there are no more. Everyone bought them already.
Yeah, so she can't buy one.Friends, have you ever wanted something and later found out it was sold out? It's not a good feeling.
Yeah, and that's because everyone wants that same thing. Now, we learn in our conversation that everybody is buying air conditioners because it's been 90 degrees for 2 weeks in a row. Let's learn more about this in a row phrase with Christina.
Linda 说, this is the second 90 degree week in a row. 我们来看一下这个句子，其中的 90 degree week 表示90度的一周， second 表示第二个，所以 second 90 degree week 就是第二个90度的一周了。换句话说，已经两个星期气温都高达90度。句尾的 in a row 表示一个接一个连着的，这个片语在生活中真的是太好用了。比如说He can eat the same thing 5 days in a row. 他可以一连五天都吃一样的东西。They won the prize 3 years in a row. 他们连续三年都得奖。这个就是片语 in a row 的用法。
Thank you, Christina. Now, many of you guys are students, and that means you have to take tests.Sometimes you have to take 2 or 3 tests in a row, sometimes even more.
That's right. But being a student, you also have long vacations. For example, you might have 15 days off in a row.
Oh, that's a very nice vacation. All right, now it's time for us to go to Conversation B. Let's see what Susie and Ben talk about in the Jungle Cafe.
Hi, Ben. Is it hot enough for you?
Yes. And it's very humid, too. The weather in France was better.
How do you stay cool in hot weather?
Well, I put my seats in the refrigerator.
You what?
I put my seats in the refrigerator for a couple hours before bed. Believe it or not, that helps me sleep.
Maybe I'll try that.
Ben and Susie are talking about the weather. It is hot and humid.
Humid, that's a great word to talk about since it is summer. When it's humid outside, it's hot and wet, and it usually makes you feel very uncomfortable.
Marie,Does it feel humid where you are from?
Yes, New Jersey is very hot and humid in the summer, so I stay indoors most of the time. Is it humid where you are from, Peter?
Well, it is not humid where I am from. That means it is dry. Now, we learn in Conversation B that Ben stays cool by putting his sheets in the refrigerator.
Wait, Ben puts his sheets in his refrigerator? But sheets don't belong in the refrigerator. They belong on your bed.
Marie, he stays cool like this while he sleeps. When it's time for him to sleep, he puts his sheets on top of him.
Oh, wow. Ben is very smart. I think I need to try that.
Believe it or not, it helps him sleep.Let's go to Christina to learn more about this phrase, believe it or not.
Ben 说他会把床单冰在冰箱里，要睡觉的时候才拿出来铺在床上。他说这样子真的可以帮助他在夏天睡个好觉。Believe it or not, that helps me sleep. 这里的 believe it or not 很像我们中文说的信不信由你。所以当你要强调某件事听起来虽然不可思议，但是却是千真万确的，就可以说 believe it or not. 比如说 believe it or not, we waited for 3 hours. 信不信由你，我们等了三个小时。或者 believe it or not, she can eat the whole thing. 信不信由你，她可以把全部都吃光。
Thank you, Christina.Peter, do you know any fun facts or interesting things our friends might want to know about you?
Yeah, I have a good fact. Believe it or not, pigs are one of the smartest animals. I never knew that. And they are very clean animals.
Oh, that's very interesting. Okay, I have one too. Believe it or not, there are over 1,000 different kinds of apples.
Wow, that's really interesting. Well, hey, believe it or not, we're out of time and we need to take a break right now. Don't go away.
Welcome back from the break, friends. You know, Peter, where I am from, we have four seasons. Spring, summer, fall, and winter. But in some other places, it's summer all year round.
Wow, and in other places, they have two seasons. Wet season and dry season. Well, right now it is summer and it is hot. Let's find out what happens in our last conversation today.
Is your air conditioner working again, Linda?
No, it's not. My apartment is still hot and uncomfortable.
Too bad. How can you sleep?
Well, I take a cool shower before I go to bed. That helps. And I turn on an electric fan.
That's good. Well, I listened to the weather report. We will get cooler weather this weekend.
Really? That will be wonderful. Linda's apartment is still hot. It's uncomfortable, too. This is a long word, so let's practice saying it together. Uncomfortable. Uncomfortable. Great job.
Well, Marie, we are both sitting in chairs. How is your chair?
Actually, Peter, my chair is very uncomfortable. It's really hard. I don't like it.
I know. It looks more like a box than a chair. Mine is very comfortable. I think I'll stay here for a while.
I think you should. Even though my chair's uncomfortable, I'll keep sitting.
Okay. Well, Taylor asks Linda, how can you sleep?
How can you sleep?
Me? Why are you talking about me, Marie?
No, Peter. How can you sleep is today's
calendar phrase.
How can you sleep?
How can you sleep? 你怎么睡得着?
It's too hot. How can you sleep?
It's easy.
There are too many bugs. How can you sleep?
It's not too hard.
It's too noisy. How can you sleep?
No problem.
How can you sleep? What's your secret?
I count sheep.
How can you sleep?
How can you sleep? 你怎么睡得着?
That was fun. So how can Linda sleep in such a hot apartment? Well, she takes a cool shower before she goes to bed, and she turns on her electric fan. That will help.
Yeah, I'm sure that helps a lot. And there is good news. Taylor listened to the weather report.
Oh, and what did the weather report say?
I think we'll find out after teacher Rebecca teaches about the phrase I listen to. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, friends.
I know, this is your favorite part of the entire lesson. Why? Well, you get to learn a grammar point. And this is a very useful grammar point. I listened to something. So you could say, I listened to the music, or I listened to the whole concert. Friends, don't be afraid to use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. Well, Marie, let's try making a sentence together. I'll start. This morning, I listened to the birds singing outside my window.
That's a great sentence, Peter. I listened to the key words. Hey, I think that's a good sentence too, and we should do that right now.
All right, here's our first key word of the day. Fix. Fix. Can you fix this? It's broken.
Uncomfortable. Uncomfortable. This bed is uncomfortable.
Row. Row. There are 12 chairs in this row.
Humid. Humid. The weather here is hot and humid.
Sheet. Sheet. Please put new sheets on the bed. Okay, friends, those are the key words for today. Make sure to be practicing them. And now we can watch our lesson one more time. Let's watch it together.
Hi, Linda. Is your air conditioner still broken?
Yes. No one can fix it. It's too old.
Will you buy a new one?
I want to, but I can't find any air conditioners. All the stores are sold out.
That's because it's too hot.
I know. This is the second 90-degree week in a row.
That's too many hot days.
Hi, Ben. Is it hot enough for you?
Yes. And it's very humid, too. The weather in France was better.
How do you stay cool in hot weather?
Well, I put my sheets in the refrigerator.
You what?
I put my sheets in the refrigerator for a couple hours before bed. Believe it or not, that helps me sleep.
Maybe I'll try that.
Is your air conditioner working again, Linda?
No, it's not. My apartment is still hot and uncomfortable.
Too bad. How can you sleep?
Well, I take a cool shower before I go to bed. That helps. And I turn on an electric fan.
That's good. Well, I listened to the weather report. We will get cooler weather this weekend.
Really? That will be wonderful.
Linda, what is all of this stuff?
It's food! Milk, cheese, juice, fruit.
Yeah, but why isn't all of this food in the refrigerator?
Oh, I took it out of the refrigerator.
And just why did you take it out of the refrigerator?
Well, because the refrigerator was full, so I took the food out.
But why?
So I could put my sheets inside.
You put your sheets in the refrigerator?
Yeah. Then, when I take them out, they'll be cool.
Huh?
Believe it or not, if my sheets are cool, I'm cool.
Yeah, but Ginger, our food will go bad.
Oh, oops. Yeah.
Oh.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about hot weather. And here to answer our question is my special guest, Dr. Farah Hite.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Dr. Farah. You are a doctor, right?
That's right.
Great. Could you help us answer a question about staying healthy in the summer?
Sure, I'll try.
Great. Our question today comes from Asher Green of Austin, Texas. Asher writes, "Where I am from, the weather gets really hot in the summer. Sometimes temperatures can be over 100 degrees. Do you have any tips on how to stay healthy during hot weather?"
That is such a great question. I would love to answer it. Many people enjoy summer weather, but it can be dangerous.
So, how can people stay healthy?
Well, first, when it's very hot, it's best to stay inside where it is cool. If you don't have air conditioning in your house, you can go to a library or a mall or some other public space that does.
That's a good tip.
Also, remember to drink a lot of water. The heat can make you sweat. When you sweat, you lose a lot of water. If your body gets too dry, that is not good. So, water is very important.
Can I drink things like soda and coffee?
Well, you can, but water is the best. Also, don't wear clothes that are too heavy or dark. They will make you hotter.
So, lighter, brighter clothes are better.
That's right.
That is good advice. Thanks for answering our question, Dr. Farah. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. We'll see you next time on Question Time.
Thanks for joining us, friends. Hey, Peter, when do you think this 90-degree weather will go away?
Actually, I don't know. It's going to be a while, not until October, maybe.
October? That's in 5 months. So it's hot for 5 months in a row?
Well, it's summer, and it's going to be hot for a while. So make sure to drink lots of water, stay cool, and maybe put your sheets in the refrigerator.
Oh, I think I will do that. And also, I will eat lots of ice cream.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed the show today, but we're out of time, and we'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.